Blog
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the Barefoot is Legal radio show. This is Kaliki. I'm going to be your host today, and we're going to have Patty Peaceful as well as Nicola with us today. And we're going to have, we've got a show jam-packed full of guests for you today. We are going to be talking about also our documentary and things that you guys can do to help us to get the word out and to get people involved and, you know, all this more and more. So, just check us out at Barefoot is Legal on Facebook. And at barefootislegal.org for our webpage. And also, if you have something important that you would like to share with us, a personal story or any of that good stuff, you can call us at 425-292-4444 and I'm sorry, that's the wrong number. Dang. Okay, y'all scratch that number. That was a completely off-the-wall number I looked at from somewhere else. The guest call-in number is 347-324-3704. And if you want to speak, all you have to do is push 1, and then you'll be able to talk. So let me bring in everybody else. Hello, you guys. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, Kaliki? This is Patty Peaceful. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, Patty. Good to hear from you. And did we hear Nicole in there as well?
Hi there, everybody. Happy Saturday.
Hi.
Happy
Saturday.
Do we have cameras
today?
Do what?
Well, we were supposed to. There was a change of plans at the last minute.
Okay.
So we're just going to say that we hope all is well.
Yes.
Oh, definitely.
And I'm, as y'all heard, did y'all want to add anything to the introduction as far as what people can do to contact us?
Obviously, they can go to barefootislegal.org. They can find us on our Facebook page, the Barefoot is Legal Facebook page. Patty, what would you like to add? Hello,
I'm trying to log into Brother B's computer. He had some technical difficulty with it.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
okay, well, we can give you a few minutes if you need it. That'd be, you know, just...
No, he's fine. I was just trying to help him log into it, but... Yeah, I mean, everybody could find us on Facebook at Barefoot Legal. And also, you know, you follow all of us on our personal web pages as well. And
see what
one of us are doing in the community. You know, you can find me. I worked all night long and got off at about 9:11 this morning. So my voice is shot. But, yeah, you can follow me, at Patty Peaceful on Facebook. And as everybody knows, normally after the show, I'll do a live answer and question. So everybody can catch me at about 3:30. I'll only be on there for about 15 minutes to a half hour because we're going to have a vintage board game and games at my house with all my friends. So I have all my friends right now in studio here listening in and stuff.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
Yes, very exciting.
It sounds like you're going to have a really great day. Is everybody required to be barefoot in order to play game?
Well, there are several people that are barefoot in here, and
oh, awesome!
Yay.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah,
all
yeah.
Right. So, as I understand it, you have found some somebody to that you yeah you found us several people this week that you wanted to have talk. So, since we did our introduction and all that good stuff, and I say we go ahead and
jump right
put
in.
Him on. Put one of them
yeah.
him her. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they're all males.
That's
we're
great.
Not gender specific
I,
here.
I,
yeah,
we
don't
males.
We don't know about Nick here. yeah, they're all sitting as I call it the round table. My
nice.
My dining
that is
room
nice.
Has
That's
been
cool.
turned yeah has been turned into a studio, and it's a round table, so it's the round table.
Oh, that sounds really fun.
Right on. So,
all right. So
but yeah,
take it away, Patty.
Huh?
I said, take it away, man.
Okay, as everybody knows, you know, in my town and stuff like that, I live in Ellijay, Georgia, the North Georgia Mountains, and barefoot around here is, you know, really familiar and stuff, you know, a lot of people have grown up, they, you know, not able to have shoes, they had to have just, you know, school shoes as young children and stuff. So, and I, you know, as people started finding out that I, you know, am a barefoot advocate and that I go barefoot, where I work at Pilgrim's Pride, third shift, one of my teammates that's a utility, Nick Ryder, he started saying, well, golly geez, I go barefoot. I love going barefoot. I've been going barefoot since I was, you know, a small kid. And so I had asked him, you know, earlier this week, would he mind coming on and kind of like sharing with us his experience as, you know, a small kid being barefoot and what type of benefits and stuff that he feels like it had given to him and stuff.
Nice.
So here I have in, yeah, I have in studio Nick. And so, Nick, you're going to take it away. Just kind of tell us a little bit, you know, as a child, why was it that, you know, you decided to go barefoot?
Well, it wasn't really much of a choice. My grandpa, he pretty well raised me since I was about 5 years old. And he pretty much, he was a farmer. I mean, true farmer. We raised cattle, grew three big old gardens every year just to feed the family, and sold cattle and hogs to pay the bills.
Nice.
So, you know, we didn't have a lot of money. I mean, I grew up in my great-great-grandpa's house. I mean, the
wow.
house I was living in when I was young was over 100 years old at that point in time. And what family members I did have that wasn't into farming, they all worked in the mines up the Copper Hill. So pretty much you got one pair of shoes a year if you were lucky.
Right.
And you didn't wear those unless you were going to school or out to eat or something of that nature. So I grew up, I hunted as a kid. I hunted a lot. So I went barefoot to doing that. I learned, one, you're a lot quieter in the woods when you have to pay attention to where you're stepping.
Isn't that very true?
And you, to me, I think it's kind of cool because I'll pick up stuff with my toes.
our fingers.
And you kind of learn where a lot of animals and a lot of people would want to walk instead of walking down a briar patch. You know, they're going to walk around that. And if you're barefooted, you're going to walk around it too. So you're going to be right in the path 90% of the time. That plus my feet sweat. I don't like sweaty feet, so I walk barefoot.
Right on.
90% of the time.
Well, that's so cool. Like, okay, so like when you were growing up and stuff and out in the fields, you know, and the garden and hunting and stuff, did you ever bring any like friends along with you or anything like that? And did they ever go barefoot or did they make fun of you at all by going barefoot? Or was that just something really common?
That was common. My family, we all literally owned the road that I lived on. It was it's called Salem Road. It's in Mineral Bluff, Georgia.
Okay.
So everybody down that road, I'm kin to. All the kids I grew up playing with and hanging out with was my little cousins or nephews, whatever. So pretty
awesome.
Much we're all like that.
So all your whole family pretty much
yeah.
went barefoot. Now, are any of them, because I know you're 30 years old, correct?
Yeah.
All right, so pretty much for 30 years you've been practicing barefoot, because I've seen you when you came to work and stuff to pick up, you know, AJ, which AJ is somebody that works with us, and I've seen you barefoot driving in the truck.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, don't you feel like it's so much more freeing and just, I don't know about you, but I find at work when I have to wear those, as I call them, the rubber boots of hell, that I can't wait to get in my car and just get them off.
Yeah, I usually take mine off pretty quick. It's real rough, especially with them rubber boots, because you know what? You'll get all types of foot fungus and everything else. I've been at the plant for 2 years. I've literally had my toenails come off.
Oh, dang. Oh, my goodness.
No way.
Yeah. They're hard rubber, so there's no breathing to them at all.
And just
yeah,
all
no
that natural energy and stuff that, you know, those rubber boots, I mean, they're literally about 2 inches thick on the bottom, ladies, and I mean, really, it blocks off so much of the energy just from the cement, the concrete and stuff. Him just saying that, now I wonder why half of the people walk around there so angry and hateful, because that rubber is blocking, you know, the good energy and vibe. Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm Gloria. I was moving my phone around, and I pushed the wrong button. I was like, oh, no, did I disconnect the call? And no, I actually muted, and then I turned off the speaker, and I'm like butterfingers on my phone over here. I'm sorry.
All right, Kaliki, don't make me drive down there to Columbus. You know, you're only 2 hours and 54 minutes from me.
Oh, well, that's not that bad.
Gives
me time to run.
Right. Well, no, look, I have an alibi. I have several people here, so I was at home. So, yeah.
But, yeah, you're right. I mean, that probably is the reason why people are so cranky, because those boots have got to be completely uncomfortable. I've worn those little rain boots before, the rubber rain boots, but I've never had to spend, day after day, week after week in them. So you might be onto something there.
Right. I mean, that just to him talking about, like, different foot funguses, oh, that's just disgusting. Now, see, and that's my thing right there, that I can actually, you know, go forward on. Just think about that. These rubber boots, fungus. Okay, when we go barefoot and stuff, so many people want to talk about, oh, you're going to pick up diseases, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. But your feet are submerged in rubber boots, right? That are supposed to be protecting us from different things, salmonella poisoning, blah, 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 and check it out. It's actually harming us if you happen to contract something like that. Because a foot fungus or toenail being removed and then causes some type of infection, I'm pretty sure that could get into your bloodstream, don't y'all?
Yeah, well, I think in your situation, though, the boots probably are the better solution because, I mean, if it's of an environment, you definitely don't want to be, you know, running around barefoot in there. So you need all the protection you can get. But, yeah, I'm not saying that it's a pleasant thing. But, yeah, I mean, since you have to do that and you know that you can have these issues, the fact that you're a barefooter and he's a barefooter, I'm sure has kept y'all from getting some of the things that the other people that you guys work with commonly have problems with, and they may or may not discuss it.
Right. And see, at my work, I'm a safety. And what that means is I just go around and I make sure everybody has, you know, the proper attire on, and there's sometimes I'll see people that will have shoes and all that are straight blown out, and I'm thinking, wow, you are stepping in. But yeah, so Nick, I wanted to ask you real quick, what have you came across, any bad experiences? Have you went to any stores, or have you been out and about and like somebody said, hey, no, you can't enter, or people look at you like, okay, what are you, some podunk white trash? And I'm sorry, I'm just going to tell it like it is. Y'all know how I am. Excuse me.
I never had anybody say nothing except for, you know, you can't come in here barefoot. A few restaurants. I've had one or two gas stations say something, and I usually just kind of look at them and they leave me alone. Just so y'all know, I have a full beard, and I look a little like the wild man or something, I guess. So most people don't speak much to me.
Well, that's a good thing. But, I mean, like, with me, I've been I think I'm coming up on a 3-month anniversary of not having any type of shoe on my foot. And I've had nothing negative so far. For a while, I would avoid anywhere that, you know, restaurants and like Dollar General, some that are, you know, notorious for having an issue with bare feet. But I've never yet, I'm waiting on it, but I haven't yet had someone be ugly to me. I hope it doesn't happen, but I'm waiting for it.
Kaliki,
well, you know, go ahead.
No, y'all can remember like a couple, probably about a month ago when I went to a restaurant that I always would go to every Friday to eat barbecue, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I'm approached by an employee before I get out of my car, and they say, oh, you can't come in here no more without shoes on. Well, guess what? I found out that was not the owners that said that I am more than welcomed in there anytime. And that Walker's Barbecue here in LJ, Georgia, that it was just a rental employee was having, I guess, some type of tiff with another employee and therefore took it out on me.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I'm glad that was resolved because I know that you were pretty upset by that. You were like, I always go there.
Right, and then it went viral on my Facebook, and I was getting text messages and phone calls. Please take that down, please. We're getting calls from other customers saying they're not going to come back in there. I thought, well, don't kick me out then. So, Nicola, what do you want to say, hon? Hello?
Sorry, guys.
Nicola?
Yeah, I'm here. I had to take it off. I was just going to say I had noticed yesterday, which I hadn't gotten a chance to respond to, somebody on our Facebook page had, because I posted that I work in Dollar General, and I never have any problems where I am just because I just don't. But there were a couple of people that did post that they have notoriously had a problem at Dollar General. So I just kind of want to put it out there. We are aware of it, and obviously the complaints, you know, are being heard, and we're going to be taking the proper steps to try to alleviate that, because it seems to be an absolute constant with that particular store. And I myself haven't had problems, but a lot of people have. So we are addressing that, and I just want to put that out there, that when people do stress that they're having problems somewhere, we are trying to handle that as it comes in. So everybody just, you know, be patient, but we want to hear what's happening. And if those, you know, situations are happening, we want to fix it. We want to make it better. So that's all. I just wanted to put it in there.
And I'm glad you said that, Nicola, because I also seen that post where the gal was walking around and that employee was following her saying, you can't be in here without shoes. You can't. You've got to leave. You've got to leave. Just following her and really pretty much harassing her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, like you said, we've been but Nick, he has been calling and trying to get, you know, to, you know, the upper management of the corporation, but they're kind of shutting us out. And I know that with enough people complaining and enough people saying, look, as a barefoot community, we are so widespread that you are going to lose business, because my Dollar General right here in LJ, Georgia, they had put a big, huge sign up there. Because we have several, but one that was in town, they had a big sign up there, and I just pranced my little happy butt right on in there and told them, you know, there is enough money spent in your store by barefoot lovers that do you realize you're going to lose so much business? Because I will stand out here with a sign and tell everybody to go to the other one on Chatsworth Highway.
That's okay with that. Right. Right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the more that, you know, when we do hear them, that's the thing. It's the more that they hear from, like you said, they're going to get irritated. You know, so it's the one where I am, I'm in Wildwood, so it's very low-key, whatever. There's no sign or anything. And even if there was, because people come at me and say, well, geez, wasn't there a sign? And you went in without, even when there was a sign, I'm like, there wasn't any sign. And even if there was, I'm like the rebel that way. I'm like, I don't care. I'll go in anyways.
Right.
You know, and I'm at the point where I'm in a place. That's why I feel for people that are having a bad time. And if you are, don't let it discourage you. I mean, I know it does, but try again, because you're going to build your, I know a lot of people don't want the confrontation, but if you don't, you don't, but that's that one place or that one employee. Don't let it discourage you from keep trying. And we are recognizing the complaints that are coming in, and we are trying to do something about it, and we do get to them and push as hard as we can. So I just want people that are listening to know that. We're hearing you, and we want to change it. So, you know, just be patient. It's all in the works, and we, you know, we hear you, and we're working on it.
Definitely.
That is correct, Ms. Nicola. Because a lot of people don't realize, you know, with barefootislegal.org, we have a lot of people that work behind the scenes that a lot of the listeners and on the Facebook page, they don't see or, you know, get to interact and stuff with. So I just want to, like Nicola said, just, you know, very much stress that we are out there fighting for our rights as a barefoot community.
Yeah.
You know, so it's pretty much a discrimination against us. And the more and more that we're in their face, the more and more that we educate people about the good health benefits and stuff, we will win this fight. And to me,
and it
is
a movement. We talked about it before. You know, we want people to look at it as a movement. Our lifestyle, you know, and to get the word out there is a movement, and people tend to really enjoy that that train of thought about it. It's a movement. We want to make a difference. We want to not be discriminated against. We want the word out there about the health benefits and everything else. It's a movement. It's a good thing. It's educational. It's educational for people to understand it, and they don't. So therefore, when we get that backlash, it's because it's literally a lack of understanding. They just don't understand it. That's all. So we want to keep
exactly
it positive. And,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Patty, who else do we get to talk to?
Okay. Well, I have here also my friend. Da-da-da-da. And his name is Aubrey Clark. And he's someone also that I work with. And I think a couple months ago, if y'all remember on Facebook that I had posted me and Walmart going up to an employee, and he allowed us to put his, you know, picture out there. Well, he's the one that'll go with me sometimes and, you know, take pictures or live videos and stuff like that. And why don't you tell us about your experience since you've decided to start going barefoot a couple months ago too?
All right. It kind of started as like a experiment. I mean, I've always worn short shoes my whole life. I grew up in Florida. Even going on the beach, I always wore shoes. I'm a weirdo like that. I mean, I don't know why. But it kind of felt like not like rebellion, but something that just going against my nature. But at the same time, it felt comfortable. And then I just haven't really gotten to that stage that I'm that comfortable going into stores.
Gotcha,
I mean,
right.
Just because I'm not a very confrontational person. I don't like...
No, you're a bit barefooter there, yeah.
Right. I'm kind of weaseling my way into that, into the comfortability.
Right.
But...
Well, you've pumped gas barefoot.
Yeah.
Where else have you gone barefoot that you feel comfortable? Because that's what a lot of our listeners and the people on Facebook and stuff, they're saying that they just hadn't got to that comfort zone yet. So can you just kind of tell us where you've gone barefoot that you feel comfortable with?
Well, I've started going to gas stations barefoot. I mean, I said, screw it. I mean,
right.
I said, what the heck? But I also drive... Just like Nick, I drive my car barefoot. It's a stick shift. I mean, it makes it a lot 10 times easier. And
now, have you had any problems anywhere that you've gone into that somebody has said anything, an employee or patron?
Fortunately, I have not. But
oh, that's good.
That is good. But there's always that one chance. There's that one jerk who say have a stick up their butt and think, I better stop this guy. He's not wearing shoes. He must be a terrorist.
Right. And, you know, that's what a lot of, you know, the listeners and, you know, again, people that follow us on Facebook and stuff, they're just like, we're so scared of the rejection. And I just want to let people know, it's just kind of like going in a job interview. If you're told no for one job and you go to another one, you might be told, you know, yeah, it's okay. So, I just keep telling people, you know, like Nicola said, don't let that, you know, a couple people scare y'all away, if you will, you know, just, and again, just go with what's comfortable for you. If it's driving a car or pumping the gas or just running in there to pay for, you know, your gas and stuff, hey, you know, that's good because you are making those steps to, you know, go barefoot.
I agree with you what you said earlier when you said when you're going to the Dollar General or whatever it was.
Yeah.
they're pretty much harassing you. I mean, that's straight up discrimination. If one person wants to live their life a certain way, what
what gives people the right to tell them, hey, I don't like that, you're not allowed to do that? I mean,
exactly.
I mean,
right on. I mean, it's the truth. I mean, one person gets, you know, harassed and stuff like that, you know, it could stop somebody from going barefoot. But, so, exactly. I totally, we've all been up for like 16, 17 hours. So if we all kind of sound like, we're trying to get that second, third, or fourth wind.
This is where I know. Back when I was living in Forsyth, there's this girl I know. Her name was Shelby. Everywhere she went, no matter where she went at all, she never wore shoes.
Right.
I don't. So we nicknamed her Shelby No Shoes. Oh yeah.
That's cool.
I have dirtiest feet in the world, but you know what? She loved it, and you know what? We all loved her for it because it made her special, and it was really awesome of her. I mean, I really appreciate when people find what really, really fits their personality and what they can, what they like doing with their life. I mean,
and what they believe in.
I've personally been getting a little bit more comfortable as time has gone on. But
right on. Well, I guess it's about that time. And I thank you very much for coming on and sharing, because I know how, you know, you get a little nervous when you're put on the spot, and so, and especially talking about something that you're new to. I mean, I know when I first became barefoot and all that, I was just like, wow.
That's okay.
And I was scared to talk to people about it. I was almost, at some point, I kind of was like maybe a little embarrassed, if you will, because I didn't want people to think, well, what is she?
Right.
Is she one of those hillbilly, redneck, whatever they want to call us.
Dirty hippies.
I'm a dirty hippie.
That's true.
So, well, I really thank you all for your time. I mean, because I know we all just worked crazy mad hours. But
yes,
I'm going to
thank
turn
you
it
all
back
for,
on.
For. Okay. Yeah, I wanted to say thank y'all for coming on and sharing your stories. And it's awesome that you're gaining some confidence about going into places and all that. And your first guy, what's his name? Nick?
Yeah.
I was pretty much like Nick, you know, kind of grew up that way and all that. But, you know, it's awesome, and I appreciate you guys coming on and sharing your story with us. And we do need to take us a little break, and we shall return in just a few moments.
All right.
Aloha, this is Katmir Stone of Freedomizer Radio. I was born and raised in the Caribbean tropical coast, and enjoyed living along the Blue Ridge Mountains of Appalachia, both places where Mother Nature rules and shoes are optional. Now living in the ninth largest metropolitan area in the United States, I'm surprised that more people don't realize that their health would improve if they just took off their shoes and relaxed. Yes, even in the middle of downtown. Bunions, hammer toes, atrophied pinkies, fungus issues, weak structure, all these foot problems caused by shoes are simply due to the fact that people don't know that being barefoot is not just the natural, comfortable solution, it's legal. That's right, Freedomizers. We at barefootislegal.org host a weekly radio show where we discuss the many health benefits and zero laws concerning going barefoot. Join Nicola, Kiliki Claybaugh, Patty Peaceful, and yours truly, Katmir Stone, every Saturday starting at 10:30 a.m. Pacific, 1:30 p.m. Eastern for Barefoot is Legal Radio. Hashtag Freedomizer Radio. Hashtag Shoes Ruined My Feet. Hashtag Barefoot is Legal.org.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk. That's exactly what my Serenity rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
There are a lot of problems with Common Core. I don't even have time to go into most of them. But a step in the right direction would be to give local communities, teachers, parents, control over their schools so they can design curriculums and standards to best meet the needs of their students and get the federal government out of education.
All right, you guys, welcome back. And we have with us Ola, and Patty Peaceful. And we'd love to hear feedback from our guests, and we want to hear, you know, stories, and we want you to share with us some things that you've gone through, whether it be positive or negative or what have you. So give us a call at 347-324-3704 and just push 1. And if you want to speak to us, and we will get to you in the order that you called. And we actually have a caller right now. So,
okay. Hi, caller.
Hello.
You're live on the air.
Good morning.
Hello,
can you hear me?
Hi, welcome.
We can hear you.
Legal.
Oh, good.
And this,
yes,
is Kevin's, right?
Excellent. Yes, it is.
Hi.
Hi,
how
Kevin.
Are you?
Oh, good afternoon to all of our lovely hosts.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Good afternoon to the second petty class officer of the United States Navy.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. So what has Mr. Kevin been into this week?
Well, let's see. Earlier, I think it was this past Tuesday, I went to Kroger. And I normally don't shop there because I always shop at Food Lion. So I went in there, you know, just to get a couple of things and, you know, went to the self-service checkout. You know, when I saw a female employee, I guess she noticed when she was walking by, I guess. So she went to her register, and I walked by, you know, I guess she kind of laughed at me, I think. And I guess I don't know what she said, but she just kind of like, you know, laughed at me while I was walking. So I just like turned back and waved and kept on going. So
now you're like, hey, I don't have shoes on.
Well, yeah, you see, normally I don't wave at anybody. I just, like, you know, I figured since you was giving me a little bit of attention, I might as well just say, hey, you know, how you doing? You know, and of course I was wearing shorts, so it was blatantly obvious, you know. But I am happy to say I haven't had an issue with Kroger at all, so I'm guessing that Kroger is barefoot friendly. Yeah, and yesterday, I don't know if anybody else does this now. Now, normally, I don't go, like, when I started going barefoot, I normally don't go barefoot in the rain. But as I was working out, doing my little run at the field, at the track or whatever, it really started to pour. It was really, really poor, you know what I'm saying? But I kept on running and running and running.
Okay.
And running. So basically, I know they said the forecast was supposed to be scattered showers, but it was for that period of time was really coming down. So I just kept on running, drenched wet, and all that stuff, and it was really refreshing. Actually, it was really, really good. You know, I would advise anybody. I know some of y'all probably walk through the puddles when, after it rains or during it rains or stuff like that. But you know, I would say that it would be up to your own discretion. You know, if it's raining, you know, say go for a jog or something, because it honestly it makes you want to stay out there longer. No matter how soaking wet you probably will get, it probably makes you want to go out there, stay out there longer. So, and also another quick story. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows.
No, if it was talk, I know problems where it'll cut in and out. So I don't know if it was that or maybe, you know, my internet or what have you. But you said you don't go barefoot in the rain. And why is that?
Well, normally I didn't, you know, because I mean, I was so used to, you know, going out with shoes on. You know what I'm saying, but after that quickly faded away. So as of right now, yeah, I do go barefoot in the rain. As of now, you know. Now of course, before I would not ever go running in the rain. I would never ever do that until one Saturday morning. I'm not sure if I knew it was going to rain or not, but when the rain came. You know, I didn't go in my car and go home. I just stayed and finished my workout. You know, and for whatever reason, it just made me want to stay out there longer. You know, and walking barefoot in the rain, yeah, is a pleasurable of an experience.
Very much so.
Yeah, I was gonna say for myself, this is Patty Peaceful. And for myself, I mean, as a little kid, when it would rain and you'd have shoes on and stuff like that, your parents would say, oh, don't you dare step in that rain in those shoes. And I found as I'm an adult, I actually now look forward to those rain puddles. Like when I was wearing shoes, I'd always avoid them. But now that I don't, boy, I stomp and kick that rain, and oh, I love it.
And I'm going to interject here. We like to barefoot hula hoop in the rain. I do anyway. It's super fun. Just wanted to put that in there.
That's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, you know, way back when, you know what I'm saying, I would not do anything in the rain. You know, especially since yesterday when I saw a spark of lightning somewhere. I just kept on going, you know. So the rain it literally stopped, you know, and it started back again toward the end of my workout. So I was like, I was pretty basically done. I was like, I didn't run to my car. I just walked and figured, hey, you know, I'm already wet. So what this is really making now if I run to my car, I'm already soaking wet.
Yeah, right.
You know, so it was a pleasurable experience. You know,
it really is.
Third of all,
it really is.
Yeah, so third of all, back in 1997, while I was 18 years old, I got a job working at Publix grocery stores. I'm sure there's Publix grocery stores in y'all area because it is all over Georgia as we speak. I remember the first time I saw a barefoot customer. I was a bagger. And I saw two ladies coming out the store barefoot. You know, I didn't think nothing of it. You know, I just kept on doing my job. You know, some time after that, I saw another guy walking there barefoot, and his feet was obviously, they looked dirty. They looked really, really dirty, you know. And then some time after that, on two separate occasions, you know, I saw two guys in the store shirtless. Now, I don't know if the manager said anything to them, because I didn't think nothing of it. I just, you know, I just freaking kept on doing my job, you know. And we talked about this no shirt, no shoes, no service sign, you know, a lot. You know, now, and my thing is this. Now, in some, I know in New York, I don't know about whatever other state. In New York, is legal to be topless.
That's right.
You know, so I'm thinking, okay, a woman can go into a store topless and she can't be told to leave. You know, same thing. I would think that same thing would happen for a guy. But then again, in other states, it's still illegal, like in Florida and in Georgia as well, if I'm not mistaken. You know, so my only thing is, you know, is it really, really illegal to walk into a store shirtless? You know, now my thing is, I'm thinking, okay, a woman can really, for states are, even if it's not illegal, I'm thinking a woman can walk into a store shirtless as long as her nipples are covered, because that's all really people care about is the nipples. Let's be honest.
The biggest thing this is that it's a matter of moral thing, you know, for a lot of places, because
right, kids are walking around and yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and also and a matter of grabbing attention and things like that, because it could potentially cause a problem in their place of business. No, with a woman walking in there without a shirt. I get it, and I also am sympathetic to the fact that you know, women want the right to be able to walk it around without a shirt like a man too. But I see kind of where that's coming from, because it's not a normalcy in society for women to walk around without shirts on. It is for men, and I know it sucks, it's a double standard, but when women do it, it's seen as a sexual objection.
Come on, they got nipples too. We all got nipples.
I know.
Wait,
but
there are
right,
actually men,
I mean,
that have bigger boobs than me.
I know, but it's still
you know
a double
what,
standard
are,
thing and everything. But
it's society.
I understand that we have another guest. So thank you, Kevin, for coming on and sharing with us again. And we love
you,
man.
Thanks, Kevin.
Okay.
The number one fan. He's awesome.
Yes, he's so awesome, and love hearing his stories.
It's Kevin's weekly update on where he's gone and where he's been, and we appreciate it. Thank you.
So, Patty, we have another guest at your round table.
Boy, we might have lost her for a minute.
I don't know. I think something, maybe she's muted, but man.
We can continue on that just for a minute until we get her back. I think even with the barefoot stuff, you know, like it's the same. That's the point of what that discussion and that topic is.
It's freedom.
There are certain laws in
freedom.
Certain states.
Yeah.
Yeah, personal freedoms and every, you know, laws. And because we're barefoot is legal and that's what we're representing, it's every state. And everywhere you are has different requirements on, like, going topless. But as far as barefoot is legal, and that's, you know, that's what we're focusing on. We got to, you know, we talked
in
about that because it's just, it goes on along the same lines. You know, it goes
right.
Your personal freedoms where, you know, it is legal to do that in New York, yeah, but with barefoot, it is legal, and that's what we're really trying to, you know, let's make
can
that clear.
Can you hear me? Can you
we can hear you
hear
now,
you?
Patty.
Yes, we can hear you.
I got that bondage, and I don't know. It's pouring rain, and it seems like every Saturday that we do the show, it's raining up here. So, but really quick, you know, we all got like off topic, and which is great because you never know where, you know, our show is going to go. But
right.
at work, we have, I want to share this 2 seconds. We have these stickers and they're like a Band-Aid flesh color. And one of the guys on my line to break up, you know, the craziness and stuff, Tate puts them on each one of his nipples outside of his smock and draws a little nipple in it. I turn around, oh my God, you don't have a shirt, and I've been
hilarious.
Only a man could get away with it at work. Now, if one of us women had done it, we would have been in HR because they would have really
right.
thought it was
that's hilarious. Mad props. Mad props. That's funny.
So I have also AJ. He works with me as well. And, yeah, on one of the lines. And he's also a big barefoot advocate supporter. So, AJ, when did you first start to go barefoot and stuff?
I've always been barefoot ever since I was a little kid.
Woo!
Shout out for AJ.
Yay!
Yeah, like he said, anytime he was barefoot, it's again... Here in the South, especially up here in, you know, the North Georgia Mountains, it's not uncommon for people to go barefoot because, like Nick said and like AJ just said, you know, a lot of the families up here and stuff, they're farmers.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids and stuff had to, you know, be taken out of school sometimes, and it wasn't held against them to go out and help the families farm through different parts of the seasons. So all they would have is school shoes. So did you ever have, like, any other kids and stuff that would make fun of you? Or?
Here in LJ, but when I was about 11, 12 years old, I got put into a foster care home, and I was down in Fulton County in the city.
Okay.
And all the other boys at my house and at my school looked at me weird because only time I ever wore shoes was when I got on the bus. Because people that ride the motor bus are nasty. But,
I love it.
They are. I mean, one day I got on the bus and there was pee on the floor.
Oh, heck no. There was pee on the floor of the MARTA bus?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, no.
But once I got into high school and my teachers said that they didn't care if I wore my shoes in the class or not, as soon as I hit the school doors, my shoes came off. I tied them in knots on my shoulders. And wherever I went, I was in my bare feet.
Heck, yeah. So you just cannot.
Mm-mm. I mean, at the group home, every 6 months, they give you $360 for the clothing allowance that you go out and you get to pick what shoes you want, what shirts you want, what clothes you want. You don't mind to do with what you want as long as it's for clothes. I have people in my house spending $200, $250 on a pair of shoes. And I'm like, screw that. I'm going to go get me a couple pair of jeans.
Right.
But, I mean,
good for you. That's the thing. Think about how much money that we've all spent on shoes because we've had to.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. It's absolutely astronomical the amount of money that you have to spend on shoes in your lifetime. And stop doing it and see how much money more you have in your wallet. I'm telling you, it's the truth.
What? I mean, and just
yeah.
think about that. He just said those kids would go spend hundreds of dollars on one pair of shoes.
Mm-hmm.
That you might get 3 to 6 months wear, especially young children. And
yeah.
I see all these people spending, you know, $30, $40, $50 on a toddler, an infant child, that those shoes may never touch the ground.
And you know what? That money could be spent towards feeding them. I'm sorry. And that's a big part.
Yeah.
Just to really quickly, I want to get back to AJ, but when we are, there is a document in place, you guys, for the barefoot community out there that those of you who don't know about it, the documentary is going to, that's one of the areas they're going to focus on. And talking about that, you can go to barefoot
TVshow.com, and there is a documentary being put in place, and one of the big, big things they're focusing on is the amount of money and the shoe industry and et cetera, et cetera. So I just wanted to put that out there. But AJ, keep going because it's great, but I wanted to just put that out there, you guys. The documentary is focusing on that. Yeah.
Right. And so as you I did not know that, AJ, that you were in, you know, in the foster system and stuff like that, but sometimes that makes us stronger.
Mm-hmm.
But so now you're 25 years old, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and have you, in your 25 years of going barefoot and stuff, have you ever encountered people discriminating you, like in stores or just?
Stores, no, because there's only one store I ever went to, and that was the convenience store right down the street from me.
Right.
And they've never had a problem with me. There was never an issue.
Gotcha.
When I was first down in Atlanta, and people saw me go outside when it's 90, 80 degrees out, walking out of concrete in my bare feet, they thought I was like, what the hell?
Right. Exactly. Like, what's going on here?
I mean, I never really understand that, the reason behind shoes. I've seen kids getting fights on the bus because somebody accidentally stepped on dude's bare shoes. I mean, there's one incident, a buddy of mine, he accidentally dumped an entire bucket of paint on my shoes, and he flipped out, thought I was going to go off on him.
That's crazy.
I'm like, dude, it's just a $18 pair of shoes. Don't worry about it.
Right, you're right. And that's so we don't think about that anymore, ladies. Do you? Because I don't wear shoes. And, I mean, I got a huge box of shoes that, you know, I've given away. I have another huge box as I start going through some stuff. And I look, wow, all that money I spent, all the times I would get so irate when I buy a pair of shoes. And ladies know when we scuff the front of those brand new shoes.
You know, I don't know about you guys, but I'm like Christy, I go everywhere now. I don't ever, ever, ever wear shoes, ever. I don't care where it is. I work out of my house, but I go wherever I go is barefoot.
Right.
And I have not, I look at the shoes that I do have, and they're wasting space.
That's what I'm talking about. Is back in the day when we were wearing shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, we would put up such a fuss and all that. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, my God, I just bought these shoes and I've already scuffed them all up. I mean, just think of all that negative energy we put out there on just some piece of material.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, now
I agree.
Now I'm proud to flash my, you know, feet around. Not, you know, I get a pedicure every 2 weeks. That's the way, you know, I treat myself.
And you could do it yourself too, Patty. Miss Patty Peaceful. You could do it yourself too, girl, but that is a pamper.
Oh,
you work on your feet, so that's like a pamper for you. You get the massage and everything. So you just,
know,
you need that.
That I used to do it myself all the time, and I say, you know what, forget this.
I went to school for it. I went to school for it, you guys. I really like it. Yeah. So it's funny. It's like my friends. It's like, hey, come here. Give me your feet. Give me your feet. You know, especially people like you that work on your feet. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But it's one of those things you can do just for yourself. But, wow. I think that's the other thing we were talking about. If we could just for a minute talk about Miss Patty Peaceful and Chrissy and myself, we all make barefoot sandals. And there's been some other, you know, talk on that too. I just want to focus just for a minute on that, that we all do make barefoot sandals, and they come, you know, everybody makes their own different style and everything else. And there's a lot of different views on that. And I really want to put out there that it's not to hide, or we're not, like, I myself, I'm not a frilly makeup person. But when I have my barefoot sandals, I feel as though, you know, like with the way that I dress and stuff, that makes me feel pretty. And it's not to hide the fact that I'm a barefooter by any means, because I'm proud to be a barefooter. And I've gotten so many responses of, wow, great foot jewelry. It's referred to as foot jewelry, and it's referred to as barefoot sandals, and whatever way you refer to it, it's a way for us to feel pretty because we don't wear shoes anymore. And that makes us feel, you know, we're still grounded and we're earthing, but we feel pretty when we put that on. Like, I just had a beautiful pair of that, Christy. Hello, thank you. And Patty makes them, and we all make them, and we share with each other, and we share it on the Barefoot is Legal page. And I usually always hashtag barefoot sandals because I want everybody to recognize that there's so many of us that do that creatively to make ourselves feel pretty, because we don't spend $200 on a pair of stilettos. We're earthing and we're one with you, you know, but it makes us feel pretty because I don't do it's different for everybody, but I don't do makeup, I don't do whatever, but that, I love it because I feel pretty. Here's my pretty barefoot sandals. Here's my pretty whatever I want to do on my feet, or paint that, paint my toes, or not paint my toes, or what have you. So we welcome the fact that, every, you know, whether you like the barefoot sandals or not, obviously the bear is bear. But I just want to stress that I think it's just so great. We've seen so many people coming out and expressing their creativity and saying, hey, you know, I can do this. I can make that. That's so easy. I can get a bag of embroidered floss and sit here for 10 minutes and make myself something cute for my feet, because we don't have shoes, you know? So I don't know how you guys feel about that, but go ahead.
Whenever I do go out in public, I most of the time wear my barefoot sandals because I like them, and they, you know, I'm not one of those that's real big on being pretty either. I rarely wear makeup and all that stuff. But when I do go out, the most comments I get are about my sandals that I made. I mean,
the other thing is people think like we're trying to, you did that happen and you didn't get a hard time because you had your barefoot jewelry on or your barefoot sandals. And I'm like, well, maybe. So I didn't have a conversation with somebody because they thought I had flip-flops on. So be it. You know what I mean? It's not me going, I'm going to put these on so that I don't have a problem here because I'm scared. It's, I feel pretty and I'm doing this. If somebody quickly looked, because I'm sorry, every flip-flop that is created right now is so thin and what have you, at first glance, you know, and that's how it works with barefoot sandals. At a quick glance, you won't have a problem because that's a quick glance. Because not everybody's going, is this person wearing shoes in the store? You know, it's like, I don't know. But it really does create a distraction. It's not that we mean, like, I just do it because it makes me feel pretty. You know,
right,
I guess you guys can agree with me.
And, most definitely. And, Kaliki, I'm so proud of you because just like 2 months ago or even – you didn't even know how to make them, and you were so nervous and down on yourself, and now you're just getting abundance of orders, and they're beautiful.
They are gorgeous.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I know. I was nervous to start them, and I've been procrastinating doing the men's ones too, but I'm definitely going to stop procrastinating about that.
I'm going to start making some.
You know, we have so many guys asking for some, so I really need to work on that. We're a little due for a break, so we're going to take us a couple of minutes, and we will return.
Play on, play it. Play on, play it. Yo, Drake drops the verse.
I like the way you grow it, no pesticides, I got to box it up. I like the way you grow it, so locally, I got to box it up. I like the way you grow it, with no GMOs. I like the way you twerk it, no diggity, no doubt.
We've got squash. March in peace. Pollinator bags for all your bees. Melons don't want to squeeze. Yes, please. Yes, please. Hey, now that plant looks good. I want to grow it. I want to taste it. Plant there, 2014.
Search YouTube for Freaks of the Garden. PeacefulBelly.com. Support your local organic farmer.
Aloha, this is Katmere Stone of Freedomizer Radio. I was born and raised in the Caribbean tropical coast and enjoyed living along.
Solutions to Delusions. How do you do this? Well, join me every Friday night on the Delusion Solution radio show from 6 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time and 9 to 12 midnight Eastern Time right here on the Freedomizer Network, where we will be discussing and discerning the times by making sense of current events and bringing to light much-needed topics. Our call-in number is 347-324-3704 to listen in. Watching with your ears and listen with your eyes. I'm your host, Tara Dawn, and I'll see you there.
Be sure to tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10:30 to noon Pacific Daylight Time and 1:30 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Justice Club on Freedomizer Radio. Grab a snack, grab a latte, grab a friend, or grab a stranger. I've been on the front lines for 25 years, and I've been labeled as the crusader for equal rights by the media many times. So join my crusade on the Justice Club at Freedomizer Radio every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10:30 to noon Pacific Daylight Time and 1:30 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right, welcome back. And we have Miss Patty Peaceful, who is speaking with AJ. And
I'm sorry.
Any questions for me?
Yeah, AJ, he was kind of done with his story. He said, but if you ladies have any questions or anything for, you know, I have everybody's at the round table listening in, so.
I just want to put a shout out, if I could. This is Nicole. Hi, I just want to put a shout out to your brother, Brian, who's been so great in helping us. Where is he today? You don't speak. We got to get your brother. Where is he? I just want to say thank you for everything that you do.
Hey, it's not a problem.
There he is. Oh my gosh, you guys, he spoke. You got to know me. I'll pull it out of you. But we really do appreciate it. Brian is Patty's brother, and he helps us with the chat on Freedomizer, which I just want to maybe reiterate, anybody on FreedomizerRadio.com, we do have the chat room, and when we are on air, you can post any question on the chat, and Brian will make sure that he pushes that note over to Patty to make sure that we get any questions answered, because we didn't mention that today, but that is an option for everybody out there. So thank you, Brian.
You're more than welcome, and
Brian,
I really do.
Your
get on my
name?
Website.
What's your wife's name? Because we want to thank her too.
Danielle.
Danielle, thank you, Danielle.
Yes, thank you, Danielle, for everything you guys do. Y'all are great.
Yes, because believe it or not, without Brother B and Danny, a lot of my stuff, as far as, you know, my research and getting guests and stuff on the show, me working third shift, without them, it wouldn't be possible for me to be able to do the show and come, you know.
Yeah, I was wondering how you do it all.
They really, they're my glue.
And that's why we will forever refer to Brian, and he's Brother B. And Danielle, that's Patty, you and everybody that you have at the round table, we're so appreciative. We know that everybody's tired, and we thank you guys so much for helping us out here today. And everybody, any listener, it takes, we put the show on, and we're silly, and some of us are in bond, and some of us are calling in, and what have you. This is a talk radio show, and we will sometimes occasionally have technical difficulties. Well, we all try to help each other out and make it through. And I think that we do a pretty good job of that. And I just want to say to everybody that is involved behind the scenes or here that everybody appreciates everybody's help in so many ways. It's a great thing. And thank you. I just wanted to put that out there. I'm grateful for my barefoot people.
Thanks. Yeah, Brother B's like, aw, because he's hilarious, because today he's like on his way over here and was running a little late, and he's like, get my stuff set up because I'm coming in hot.
I love that coming in hot statement. Coming in hot.
Coming in hot. But I have my boyfriend, Steven, here. And
oh, Steven. We've heard about him. Bring him on.
Last week, for those that had listened in on the show and stuff like that, when he went out running, now let me rewind. Steven is not a barefooter. That's your thing. I don't want you to think I'm going to do that. Yada, yada. You know, we just said, I'm like, you don't have to. Just because I'm a barefooter doesn't mean that you have to. And I had told, in talk and stuff like that, I was like, well, are you going to be embarrassed to be seen, with me in public? And he's like, well, no. So now it's just become natural to him. Like he says, when we go out and about, that he forgets that I don't even wear shoes. So last Saturday, he goes jogging every morning. And on his way back, he did a video for me.
Which was great, by the way.
And he brought it in and I watched it and I didn't know. I was crying. I was laughing. I was crying because it was like, wow, this is like so awesome. I was like overwhelmed with just
support.
All these different emotions.
And support,
and
it was
so,
support.
Very much so it was. And he didn't realize the health benefits and stuff in it. So here I have, it's Steven.
Hello.
Hi, Steven.
How are you?
And he
good,
is
how are you?
I'm good.
So, what? How did you feel when you said, you felt the wind? So, how did you feel? I mean, actually, what made you take your shoes off on the way back from your run?
Well, I mean, I did it. I thought Patty would get a kick out of it, let me clarify. I don't see anything wrong with going. I'm not a barefooter, but I see absolutely nothing wrong with going barefoot. I learned in sixth grade, I mean, there's more dirt and garbage on money than there is. And people worry about y'all going barefoot, but I don't eat with my feet. So I don't know why that bothers people that you go barefoot. So
that is a great way to put
it.
That is a great way to put it, referring to it as money, because ew.
Well, yeah, and everybody handles money every day. I mean, and it's disgusting. It has a lot of germs on it.
Right.
But I made the video, just out of a kind of like a joke for Patty, and I wanted to see what it was like. I didn't run without shoes, but I walked back the 2 miles without shoes, and it felt good. I'm used to wearing shoes so much. Of course, I grew up in Detroit, so I didn't know there was a barefoot community. I don't think that's a place you want to go barefoot. But when I walked back, it felt good. I could feel the wind between my feet and all that stuff. The rocks hurt a little bit. But, yeah, it was neat. But I guess my experience with a barefooter is, Patty's my girlfriend. So I'm not embarrassed whatsoever when she goes out barefoot. I think it's ridiculous to judge people for wanting to go barefoot. I mean, I don't know that I'll ever be a barefooter like you guys are, but it does feel good. I go without shoes as much as possible. And it feels good. It feels really good. I'm always like, right now.
Steven, it's so great to hear from you that is a new person, because we really want to focus on that too. The people that are, like you said, oh, geez, I'm doing this to support my girlfriend, but you did it and you felt good about it. And you're saying, honestly, I don't really know how – I'm not like you guys, but I didn't realize, and you're new to it and you liked it. And that's a big thing too. We want people to have that experience. Just try it once and be like, hey, you might like it. And we want to call out to our new people that we've got a lot of new people on our page. You guys, have you seen it? There are so many new people really looking at it and saying, geez, I might try that. So it's so awesome to hear you supporting her like that. And telling people, hey, guys, this was new to me, and maybe I didn't run like that, but I walked back like that. I was trying to do something fun for my girlfriend, and yay. I mean, I just think that's wonderful. Thank you for being with us.
Yeah, and bring that post back up so that people can see it again.
Repost it, Patty.
I most definitely will. After the show and stuff, I'll post it. On Patty Peaceful at Facebook, and also, anybody listening in right now or in the chat, I will be posting that in the group Barefoot is Legal. And it was very, like I said, it was very touching. And what brought it up is he is a runner, and last week's show with the Summer Olympics going on and so many people, training, Olympics said, hey, guess what? As long as you train barefoot, you can run long distance barefoot. So he started, researching some of the runners, and then that's when, he found out, oh, wow, there's health benefits in this. There's this, there's that. Sometimes people have to actually read it. We can sit and tell people every single day, about going earthing or grounding, the health benefits, the energy and stuff like that. But for some people may need to read it and see that, there actually is health benefits in it.
Absolutely. And they can find that too on barefootislegal.org. There are tons and tons of testimonials and your own, Patty. I mean, there's a lot of people. If they go and check it out, you can just read about it. If you're just hearing about it or what have you, there's so many things that you can see on barefootislegal.org, that all these articles in all these different places. And Patty, that's one of the reasons why we love to hear your story, because it helped you such a great deal. And obviously, if it's health related, people, you got to pay attention.
Exactly. And I posted also when Brother B and myself were out and about, and I had went into the local Rite Aid to pick up some, my high blood pressure medication and stuff, and ran into a friend and asked me, hey, what's going on? And I kind of was telling him, and a cashier had overheard me. So on my way out of the store, she said, hey, ma'am, can you come over here for a minute? You got a minute? And I said, well, sure. What's going on? And she said, can you tell me a little bit more about barefoot? I said, sure. So here I was supposed to be in and out, and, they're all waiting outside for me and stuff. Of course, they know I can't shut my mouth. And so I invited her to listen to the show. I invited her to join our, you know, Barefoot is Legal on Facebook, and also gave her the website, barefootislegal.org, so that she could sit and look up some more information, the myths about going barefoot, you know, all the health benefits and stuff like that. And I, you know, I was educating her. So I hope that when I go back in there, I go in there like pretty much once a month, that maybe, you know, she'll say that she had joined the group and stuff like that. So
yeah, absolutely.
Just us out there trying to, you know, spread the word, you know, one person at a time. And, you know, you tell one person, they're going to tell five people, which are going to tell five more people. And before you know it, it's just went viral.
I have a question for Stephen.
Sure.
Is he still there? Stephen,
yeah,
do you, now that you're feeling a little bit more comfortable and stuff, do you think that you'd be willing to go somewhere with Patty barefoot, like out to dinner?
I'm not sure about out to dinner. I'm not there yet, but I think I could go into like a local gas station here and not about it. I mean, you know, baby steps.
Right.
Baby
but, yeah,
steps.
And definitely, I think it's neat and interesting. You know, like I said, I'm obviously new to it, but it did feel good. So, yeah, I'm going to do it more often. But, I mean, like, I never wear shoes at the house. Like, I only put shoes on when I have to. You know, I even cut the yard the other day without wearing shoes for part of it, and then had to put shoes on because I kept stepping on sticks.
Oh, I didn't know you did that. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
He did tell me that. I was like, wow.
Yeah, it's a
that's
good
awesome.
Feeling. I think I'll try to go in a couple places with her.
We have about 8 minutes. I'm going to interject you guys. We got about 8 minutes. I just wanted to put that out there. So eight minutes left. And, yeah.
Well, I think my season coming on really quick. I want to, my nephew, the one that's been reporting around our local town that allows people to go barefoot, he's here too. And his name is Stefan.
Stefan?
Yeah, so I have Stefan here, and Stefan had never in his life, and I want to reiterate this, never in his life walked outside barefoot.
Stefan, you don't know what you're missing.
You have to do that today. You have to find a nice soft patch of grass and stick your toes in it. Come on, dude.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one he had sent me the picture, and he was what they call the square here in town. And he sent me that picture where he said, "Hey, look at that. This is for you." So, Stephen, how did you feel the very first time that you went in public without shoes on?
The rocks hurt my feet, but I wasn't too embarrassed to walk out in front of public barefoot the entire time.
Good job.
Yay!
And he actually... He went into the local tavern that he loves to go to, and tell me about that experience real quick.
Me and my fiance go into the tavern at least once every 2 or 3 weeks, so we're good friends with the owners, and I asked one of the owners if it was all right if people that were barefoot would be allowed to go in there without shoes, flip-flops, or anything, and they said, sure, go for it. You can leave your shoes wherever you can find them. Just keep an eye
that
on them, but
that's awesome.
And check this out now. When we're, because he works at the chicken plant too, we're all a bunch of chicken plant workers up in here. Yeah, all the guests work at Pilgrim's Pride, woo, third shift. But now every day when we get off at about 7:45 in the morning, here's Stefan sitting waiting in his bare feet with his holding his rubber boots. So mad props to you for doing that.
Mad props to Stefan. Thanks, Stefan. You're awesome.
Definitely. Good job, man.
Yeah, like he said, the rubber boots are killers on the feet. That's why I call them the rubber boots of hell. They are my foot prison for 9 hours. Well, this day it was like 13 hours.
Hey, can we just make sure that all of us that are on today, make sure that we reach out to each other as far, you know, like we were talking about. Let's all, you know, with the on the Barefoot is Legal and bye book. Anyways, just let's just all make sure that we stay connected and give us your updates, Stepan, and anybody that talked today. I mean, let's just all make sure that we stay connected and jump on that page. And Stepan, if you, I don't know if you do that social media thing, but if you do, like, we'd love to hear that tavern story. Things like that are awesome for people to hear because we want to pull new people in and we want to put that positive out there that we want to hear the stories because that's what the show
is
about.
And, we are getting so flooded with new members that any story from a very new member that, I mean, that is very encouraging to the others. So definitely share that with us, Stepan.
All over the house on my couches and stuff like that, but you're welcome.
Thank you, guys. And thank you for the Patty FIFA roundtable, I want to say.
Yeah, that's been pretty awesome.
Right?
That was great.
Castle PD, I'm telling you, it's just a roundtable of awesomeness. Please. Patty, thank you so much. I mean, that was great.
Oh, not a problem. That's what I was saying. You know, we got with the ones that we talked to today, we got, you know, two that it went barefoot, you know, all their life. One that experienced went from the North Georgia Mountains into the city and did not let going into city life and stuff stop him from being barefoot. Had never out east in his, you know, bare feet. Now he's going around town. He plays that pokey. Go live or whatever.
Pokemon. Yeah, if you're going to be Pokemon and out there, you better do just try it barefoot, everybody. Come on.
Oh, he
give
is
it a try.
Barefoot, and they just all busted me out. I'm playing it too, so whatever.
Uh-oh, yep. Well, at least do it barefoot. That's all.
Yeah. And then we got my boyfriend.
We got like 3 minutes here, so... Patty, really appreciate everybody you've had. And Christy, what do you want to add? Sweetie, we haven't heard you.
I just wanted to say thank you to everybody that's been with us today. And thank you to, for all of this. It's been great today. And
And super positive.
Everybody. Yeah, definitely, and I hope that that our guests will go on to the website and share their stories, especially the new for the benefit of the new barefooters. And you guys, I hope everybody has a wonderful week.
And if you freedomizers are out there listening, Christy, what do we have tomorrow?
Tomorrow we have Freedomizer Sustainable Living at the same time as Barefoot is Legal show, just on Sundays. So for East Coast, that's 1:30, and for the Pacific Coast, it's 10:30. And we hope to hear from you guys tomorrow, or we hope that you listen. So...
okay, everybody, thanks for listening. Thanks for everybody for being here.
I just want to tell everybody to go to barefootislegal.org. If you don't mind, there's a little donation button. You can donate as little as $3 a month. That helps us send out these letters and stuff to the companies.
The flyers.
Yeah, it helps
Absolutely. We got 10.
Join Barefoot is Legal on Facebook and check us out every Saturday at 1:30 Eastern Standard Time and 10:30 Pacific Time.
Happy barefooting, everybody. Woo, woo.